We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve is in the morning now, 8:46 here on a Tuesday morning, May 21st. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council pushing ahead with plans to open the former Gander Mountain building to King of Freight.
Two.
Wichita police investigate a shooting and a stabbing, 11th and 12th homicides of the year.
One.
A night of thunder, lightning, and heavy rain with flood warnings for 26 central Kansas counties. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And with all that rain we've had, make sure that you remember, if water is going all the way across the roadway, you cannot tell how deep that water is. So you don't want to try and get through that. We've got county sheriffs in the area telling folks that if they've got a road closed, if they've got those barricades out, do not drive around or through the barricades. They're there for a reason, and you will get stuck, and they will have to come and rescue you. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Yeah, if you're lucky, things could go the other way as well.
Yeah.
Could go very badly.
They easily could.
Cloudy with a 90% chance for showers and thunderstorms today and a high of 74 degrees. Now, that's warming up. Yesterday's high was only 59. And we had a gust of wind of 55 miles per hour yesterday.
It was blustering.
Near Wichita or in Wichita. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low, 53. Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 79. Now rain, fog, and east wind at 20, gusting to 28 miles per hour and 59 degrees. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. ESPN says it will obey fans and cut down on network's political content. ESPN has political content? Didn't even know that.
You better believe it.
Okay. Glenn Beck. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program at 9 o'clock this morning right here on KNSS. Stocks are starting off the trading week on the downside.
A second down day on Wall Street with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 84 points. The S&P 500 also lowered by 0.6%, and heavy selling for the technology names lower by 1.5%. And this is on the broader Huawei news, with Huawei being put on a U.S. trade blacklist. And that has weighed on chip makers like Intel, Qualcomm, and Broadcom. Also, Google says that they are suspending business activities when it comes to their Android operating system. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Susan Lee, Fox News.
American Airlines is suing two unions and accusing their mechanics of conducting an illegal work slowdown for leverage in contract talks. Not unheard of in the labor relations. The airline charges the workers have caused about 900 cancellations or long delays since early February. It's similar to a dispute that Southwest Airlines had before signing a new collective bargaining agreement with mechanics. American Airlines having some problems. A 29-year-old mother of Poland's newborn sextuplets,
oh my gosh,
has been able to leave her hospital bed and visit her babies in another ward where they are said to be doing fine. Doctors say the respiratory, nervous, and digestive systems of the six, four girls and two boys, are still immature.
Yeah.
Though they are in incubators, doctors say the little ones can breathe on their own but will likely remain in hospital for around 3 months.
Oh boy.
These sextuplets, believed to be Poland's first ever, were born Monday during the pregnancy's 29th week through cesarean section in a hospital in the southern Polish city of Krakow. The number was a surprise. They'd only expected five. They got six. Can you imagine? I bet you can.
Yeah, that woman's had a fun few months.
No kidding.
And oh, my gosh.
You know, when my kids were little, I didn't get up with them at night. We just had one at a time, you know, the traditional thing. But I had to get up early in the morning to go to work. So Shelly was usually the one who got up with them when they had colic or whatever like that, you know, or something was wrong. But having six of them at one time, man, that's quite a challenge.
A life changer.
That is a challenge. A West Virginia woman has acknowledged that she threatened to kill President Trump. Prosecutor says 25-year-old Taryn Corrine Henthorne of Melbourne, West Virginia, pleaded guilty in court in Wheeling Authorities say Henthorne made the threat on Facebook and elsewhere in January. Henthorne faces up to 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine at sentencing. No sentencing date was immediately set.
Now, no, I hope that was worth it, lady.
You can't do that.
That's, well, you can.
You can, but you got to, you know, then something bad could happen to you.
Oh, right? Yep.
Okay. 8:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We got some good news about hiring a Textron. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, is with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Textron Aviation providing an update to a pair of projects that are driving increased hiring at the company. It says the Cessna Denali and Cessna SkyCourier continue to hit their milestones on the way to market. The Denali prototype is almost finished and should flight test by the end of the year. The prototype for the Skycatcher also being assembled. Tech jobs leading more Americans to the middle class. A story in the New York Times describes how Brittany Ball was in a homeless shelter with a new baby when she heard about a one-year program that offered technical training. 5 years later, she's a software engineer making more than $50,000 a year. Tech jobs are being seen as the new manufacturing jobs. And sources tell the Kansas City Business Journal that Schlitterbahn Water Park will probably be sold to another major water park operator. The company hasn't said yet whether it will open for this season. Three of the five national operators are possible candidates to buy the park. Those would be Six Flags, Cedar Fair LP, and SeaWorld. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Well, it would seem obvious to me anyway, but I could be mistaken, but if they were going to buy it, then somebody's going to reopen it, right?
I would think so, yeah.
I mean, not much you can do with it. It's just got a couple of acres of ground there. Probably right. Want to reopen it.
Yep.
Okay. The James Holzhauer continued his win streak on Jeopardy Monday, winning his 23rd game, and he's now that 23rd win he had for that one win, $89,229. Wow, yikes. This guy. Have you ever watched this guy, Bill?
No, I never have.
Oh, man. He is something else. He knows something about everything.
He's anyway. Got a strategy. Wasn't there a question about Kansas City?
Was there? I didn't see
A while
see
back, and they talked about Olathe and Over the Park, and he said, oh, yeah, Kansas.
Yeah, he knew it. This guy's,
Oh, man.
He's a steel trap. I mean, yeah. I told you about the first time I got my granddaughters to watch Jeopardy with me, didn't you? Did I?
No.
The twins, they were about, I don't know, 10, and right. They watched and whatnot, and I called Jocelyn, and I said, Jocelyn, what do you think about Jeopardy? She says, well, that was fun. He says, that old white-haired guy knows all the answers. So I had to explain to her that the host, you know, on a game show knows the answer. Ted's hosted game show before. He knows. He always had all the answers. It's Battle of the Books or whatever?
Still my dream to be a contestant on Jeopardy. I don't want to go up against this guy. But.
No kidding.
Bill, how are you at Trivial Pursuit? That's the closest I can get to Jeopardy.
I do okay. I've got a pretty good memory. Of course, it's not as good as it was, but I do okay.
Okay.
I've won a few games.
You know who's really good at it? I've only played Mike Kennedy one time, maybe. Mike Kennedy is incredible. At Trivial
That's what
Pursuit.
I heard he was. He has a mind like a steel trap. Remember that especially when it comes to WSU sports. Yeah, I remember there was a timeout that with 2:55 remaining, and the guy had one sock was lower than the other.
Yep.
And
he's got a lot of stuff up there in that noodle.
Great memory for detail.
Yep.
He talks about sometimes he'll talk about a restaurant or something. And he can tell you where the handrails are and all this. That. Remember that when he was going out that night? So anyway.
Wow.
Trivial Pursuit.
But he just can't catch a break on finding a flight.
He can't find an airline flight. There's something missing. Something's missing here. Hey, listen, had a girl yesterday out in the rain at a four-way stop sign out west. I saw this. She went right through the stop sign in the rain, no headlights on while she was texting.
Good grief.
And a pickup truck just about nailed her, just about got her. So there you go. If you got you out there driving today and you're out in the rain, you got to turn the headlights on, right?
Yeah, and keep an eye out.
Keep an eye out for that other driver because there are a lot of people out there that'll make a mistake now and then. All right, all safety to you. I hope that things can dry out one of these days here in South Central Kansas. Thanks for being with us this morning, sir. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we've got the news. More details on flooding across Kansas today. That's coming up at 9 o'clock this morning here on KNSS. All right, to 59 degrees, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. And again, it's going to be raining today again, so drive carefully.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.